This is Ted Cruz on Thursday after the riot, speaking to KHOU in Houston.
Well, I think the president's rhetoric was irresponsible. I think it was reckless, and I don't think it was remotely helpful.
President Trump has continuously lied about widespread voter fraud and has lost dozens of court cases attempting to overthrow November's election. And yet, here was Cruz in Georgia about a week ago, campaigning for fellow Republican senators.
But look, are they going to try to steal it? Yes, but I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to win by a big enough margin. Ain't nobody stealing the state of Georgia.
Those Republicans didn't win. Cruz objected to the ceremonial counting of Electoral College votes. He exaggerated the results of a poll showing some Americans are concerned the election was rigged. And then rioters surged into the Capitol, delaying the ceremony for hours. Cruz told KHOU he was not responsible for the escalation, not even, quote, remotely.
I mean, this is not a stupid man.
Gilberto Hinojosa is chair of the Texas Democratic Party. He notes Cruz has a prestigious legal pedigree, Ivy League education, a former state solicitor general, and someone who's argued before the U.S. Supreme Court multiple times.
He knows better than this, yet he did it knowing full well that what he was doing was wrong. And to me, that disqualifies him from continuing to be a United States senator, and he needs to resign. He needs to resign right away.
At least five Democrats in the U.S. Senate have also called for his resignation, and disgust with his actions hasn't come only from Democrats. Cruz's former chief of staff, Chip Roy, is now a Republican congressman from South Central Texas. He didn't mention Cruz by name, but here he is after lawmakers returned Wednesday night post-riot.
I swore an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States, and I will not bend its words into contortions for personal political expediency.
Utah Senator Mitt Romney said those who objected to the vote counting will be considered complicit in the attack. But it's uncertain whether a price will be paid by Cruz, who isn't new to pushing at the seams of American government. In his first year as senator, in 2013, he encouraged hardline tactics that led to a government shutdown and then voted against a budget deal to reopen it.
I rise in opposition to this deal that does not serve the best interest of the men and women each of us represent.
It was a doomed effort to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Cruz denied responsibility for the shutdown ahead of a tough re-election campaign and won. Jim Henson at the University of Texas at Austin says Cruz is popular with the party base in Texas, where leaders have long pushed the voter fraud myth.
Republicans in Texas have spent the better part of the last two decades claiming that elections in Texas were subject to fraud, abuse, and dishonesty, you know, without presenting any real evidence that this was happening on a scale that merited the fear that they were cultivating among their voters.
But overturning the results of the 2020 election was never Cruz's real goal, Henson says. If Trump leaves office saddled with blame for the riot, that'll be better for Cruz's second run at the presidency.
Ted Cruz doesn't want Donald Trump to somehow emerge from this with a second term any more than does any Democrat.
Cruz's Senate office didn't respond to an email seeking an interview. Gilberto Hinojosa says Texas Democrats won't let voters forget.
You will continue to see him do these kinds of things. And every single time he does, we will remind people that this man's ambitions cause him not to act in their interest, but only in his interest.
And Cruz's interest could be twice as large in 2024 because he doesn't have to choose which race to run. Texas law allows him to simultaneously be on the ballot for both president and U.S. Senate. I'm Brett Jaspers in Dallas.